Our friend NPR's Renee Montagne has just returned from a month-long reporting trip to Afghanistan. She joins us in our studio to give us a peek inside of her reporter's notebook. Renee, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Scott. Glad to be back.
And I want to talk to you about Bamiyan, a place where very notably the Taliban destroyed these two enormous statues of Buddha that were carved in the hills. My producer, Peter Breslow, and I were there in early 2002, not long after the Taliban had fled, and were just so overwhelmed by the emotional power of the place. Now, I understand that you had a hard time just getting there.
Scott, it was a 10-hour drive through the mountains up to Bamiyan from Kabul, and it speaks a little to some of the conditions in Afghanistan and how things have not been fixed up, because I think it only took you 6 hours back in 2002.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, the roads have deteriorated. Nothing's really been much done. Lots of promises made. In fact, a paved road is in the works come this spring for, say, a third of the trip to Bamiyan. And then it's over. And more money needs to be found. But once you get there, and you saw this, Scott, it is a most astonishing sight.
Yeah. What do the Buddhas or the absence of the Buddhas look like now?
I
just remember these great gouged spaces in the hills.
Yes, silhouettes, if you yeah. will. Mm-hmm. Huge, tall spaces. We were able, and I think this happened, in fact, I know this happened with you because I remember your story. We were able to go up, crawl up, walk up, actually, in the catacombs, in the caves that are kind of web in the rock, inside the rocks, behind the Buddhas. And you walk up to the top and you find yourself inside the caves behind the Buddha, and there's one spot now at this point in time. It would be the very top of the back of the Buddha's head. It's only about 3 feet, 4 feet, but there could not be more than 4 inches that you can touch your tip of your toes on. And I'm telling you, Scott, I cannot remember being afraid in that one like that when I got into the middle.
Well,
I put my hands on the soft rock. And
you are on the top of the world at that point.
I
mean, you understand what they say about that mountain range, that it belongs to the sky and not to the ground.
That's how it felt. And I felt like one little slip of my toe and it would be a wonderful way to go, though, actually.
Well, we'd get a lot of hits on our website, I'm sure. Well, thanks. NPR's Renee Montagne.
Scott, it was a pleasure to be with you.
You're going to be able to hear her full report from Bamiyan next week on Morning Edition.